This episode is brought to you by 3Chi. 3Chi, it rhymes, is the industry leader in Delta 8 THC products. Delta 8 is a federally legal version of THC and is a more functional alternative to marijuana. It gives you an amazing buzz and great body feel, but with a clearer head and less anxiety and paranoia. Go to 3Chi.com, the number 3CHI.com, to shop for Delta 8 edibles like cookies and gummies, or to shop for vapes, tinctures, and oils that can be used to make your own homemade edibles. Use code GUNS21, G-U-N-S-21, at checkout and receive 5% off your order. Must be 21 to purchase.
Some years ago, a crack commando comedy unit were given jobs above their pay grade. These men promptly were put on leave and escaped to an underground podcast stockade in an unknown location. Today, still unwanted by big media, they survive as comics of fortune. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and you can find them, you can listen to Guns Blazing.
I'm sitting at the shed bar today.
Okay.
Doing a little work.
Mm-hmm.
Giant spider, biggest spider seen of the year. Big old fat, black.
Quarter size? Like the body?
Probably about a quarter size. Yeah,
man, that's a big one.
Just, and it's moving slow across the deck, like right by my foot, but under me because I'm on the stool.
Mm-hmm.
So I do the old, you know, I'm wearing flip-flops. I just step on it real quick. Immediately, 4,000 baby spiders just shot out everywhere.
No fucking way.
Yes, just like the fucking nightmare I've always had. One time as a kid, I did that, and I've never forgotten it. And that's exactly what happened on the, and I would just start, I was like tap dancing, like as fast as I could to stomp out every baby spider. So now I have to go get some spray and spray the fuck out of my deck.
How many spiders are we talking about?
More than I could count. I mean, it looked like you just undug an anthill. There was probably 4,000 tiny little baby spiders just in every direction.
Can they live now since you killed their mother at birth? How does that work for them as baby spiders? Does anybody have any idea here?
I assume they were ready to go. Now, she doesn't care because they were about to eat her anyway, right? It's like Charlotte's Web, except Charlotte's Web that has had her die. Well, the truth is the baby spiders eat the mama spider.
Not really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. So she was about to be lunch anyway, but I don't want 10,000 little spiders now under my deck growing to be big spiders and having their own baby spiders. So I'm just going to – what I need is, you know how you buy those big, like, 1 gallon, 2 gallon things of spray from Lowe's?
Mm-hmm.
I need, like, 4 of those. I'm going to duct tape them together and try to get one hose connected to all 4 and just – like that movie with John Goodman,
yeah.
Arachnophobia. Arachnophobia, yes. I want to be like, I need a backpack of them and just hose down the whole bar.
I feel like maybe you should probably also maybe invest in some sort of mask that could pump oxygen. Just the ones like, you know how the scuba divers do the 45-minute like oxygen tanks right out yes. the front here? Get mm-hmm. you one of those because that sounds like it's going to be a lot of fumes.
I should. I might even need a blowtorch.
Because what if you end up fucking going too far into there? It gets into your system. You pass out. You wake up. You're covered by 3,000 baby spiders.
It could easily happen.
And it's just one of those baby spiders gets laid up and gets pregnant.
Mm.
That's another 4,000 or 5,000. Just one out of 4,000 equals 4 more thousand.
That's all I'm talking about. I have to kill every single spider in the area now. I have to douse it that much bug spray. It has to be dripping through the deck, soaked into the deck boards,
yeah.
So that everything they touch kills them.
Maybe we dig up the whole thing, levitate it for a little while up on blocks, on cinder blocks and stuff. Mm-hmm. We call in those guys that move houses. They come mm-hmm. in with the foundation.
Mm-hmm.
We do that. We lift it up to make sure there's no spiders underneath the foundation.
Maybe I get one of those planes that puts out fires, except uh-huh. it just drops spider spray
yeah.
over my entire backyard.
I feel like your dogs like that plan the most.
Oh, yeah. They did. They're happy about it. They hate spiders.
And guess what? You might wipe out spiders for about 10 to 12 block radius.
I'm hoping.
Now, let's also think about the fact that you're fucking up your ecosystem. you just set off 4,000 spiders. Now, guess what? But all the other bugs are fucked. So maybe you only kill most of them, because I know spiders are basically bug eaters. Well, you want them, buddies.
If I could just, then I need to concentrate it around the bar. I just need to kill the spiders at the bar.
You have to wipe out half of them.
In my house. They can live in between the house and the bar, but I can't have them in the house or at the bar.
Yeah, you know what? Just do it. Just draw up a perimeter.
Or where we play cornhole. Kind of like an electric.
Yeah, you know what? They might have, you're just going to have to push them outside the fence.
Can live in the front yard.
Yeah, put them out. Let them know they can live out back of the bar on the other side of the fence where all the broken bottles and stuff are.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, or the front side. And they could also, if they want to use your squirrel picnic table on your tree, they can also use that in the front just so they feel more comfortable.
Great idea. I have a woods. Why don't they just all live in the woods? Why do they have to come where I'm trying to live?
Yeah, listen, this happens in India, the clash between humans and animals. That's when tigers start popping into town and shit. Little monkeys come rolling in, start snagging up all the fucking, you know, dates and whatnot, and the mandarins.
What if that's what we had to deal with? What if we had as many tigers as we had spiders?
I really wish I could ride a tiger. Like, I wish a tiger had a strong back as a horsey.
I think it does. It's just a matter of getting to ride
it. Yeah, it's going to be a tough being call. Eaten. Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah.
That's the thing. My lady was just talking yesterday at dinner. She was telling me how basically the circus is being run out of town. Circuses are out, and also SeaWorld's about to take a big fat dive.
Yeah, zoos are going to get it. SeaWorld's getting it. Circuses are getting it. That's the PETA. PETA wants to control all exotic animals.
You know, I get the circus. I get the fact that you shouldn't. It's probably not a best idea for these whales when they have their fins dipping over because they're sad and depressed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I get it that these animals are basically trained little animals that they fucking getting profited off of for just to be captive. But the zoo's a little different. I feel like, listen, my lady told me that they break down the elephants so they become submissive and shit. They're not fun and playful like they are out in the wild.
Mm-hmm.
And they just become these like, okay, sir, whatever you say, sirs, you know? And I assume that's what elephants sound like if they could talk.
Yeah. And they're bred in captivity, so they don't know any difference.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Like the endangered tigers are the tigers that live in another place. They live in their natural environment. There's more tigers born in captivity than there are wild tigers in the world.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you would know this being that you are on a show, on a traveling show called a tour called the Tiger King.
Yeah. Yeah. And they say that at the end of Tiger King. It's like there's enough tigers born in captivity that the species technically isn't endangered anymore, but they won't count them. There was a time years ago where they classified them as a different species because they've been hybrid bred so much. They have the ligers where it's a lion, a tiger, and the lion. So there's really very few true DNA pure tigers in captivity now. So they had classified
just over them in China and India.
Yeah. So they classified them as their own species, and there were so many they weren't endangered anymore. So they didn't have to play by all those endangered species rules. And then they switched it back right before Joe Exotic and them started getting in trouble.
Now, do you feel that if tigers come up in a now that you're a Tiger King touring talent, do you feel that when tigers come up in random conversation that you kind of want to step to the front of the line and be like, I got this?
I do. I'll be like, I'm not sure you know what you're about to say.
I'm friends with the Tiger King guys.
Listen, I know John Ranke very well.
Yeah,
we drink Jaeger together.
Me and John Ranke hang out. Let me tell you a little something about tigers. Is that how you feel? Like you're just like absurdly qualified now to speak on the tiger?
I do, because I've overheard so many conversations.
Now I have a question. When you become a guy in the tiger world like yourself, do you find yourself eating Frosted Flakes more than normal now?
It's the only cereal I'll eat now.
Really?
Mm-hmm. If you don't have a tiger in your box, I'm not eating it.
Well, I actually was going to tell you this. I didn't hadn't come in the mail yet. But I actually got you a Detroit Tigers hat.
Nice, Magnum PI style.
Yeah, I was going to get you a Tigers New Era hat because I'm like, this guy knows Tigers now. He's on the Tiger King. He's buddies with, you know, Ranky. Hello, what better? I mean, it was that or the LSU Tigers, but I was like, you know what? Let's go with Detroit Tigers.
Detroit Tigers. I love it. I do not. Do you remember I bought that hat when Magnum PI was at his peak? He was the coolest guy wearing a ball cap.
I'm not sure there's been a cooler guy still to this day.
Right.
Who wears a ball cap better? Nobody wears a ball cap and a flowery Hawaiian shirt with chest hair better in the history of I think, cinema, whether TV, and I'm talking from short story school film all the way until blockbuster movies along the way with sitcom, you know, millions of viewers sitcoms. Mm-hmm. Nobody, and I mean nobody, can top Tom Selleck in, as playing Magnum P.I.
Yeah, him wearing the Tigers hat. They must have sold... I bet he quadrupled the amount of Detroit mm-hmm. Tigers hats sold that, like, compared to how much the team caused people to buy Detroit Tiger hats.
Yeah.
I bet Tom Selleck sold four times the amount of hats as the actual Detroit Tigers did.
Well, from what I understand, the reason he wore that hat is because his partner, TC, the chopper pilot,
mm-hmm.
was brother is Cecil Fielder.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you can see the thickness there, the common thickness. Cecil Fielder, hello. He's friends with he's brothers with the actual actor, TC.
Let's go.
And nothing that's how. Dingers. Yeah, dingers only. If you don't know who fuck Cecil Fielder is, get your history up. Mm. Learn about a real home run hitter, bro.
You ever see Tom Selleck take BP with the Tigers?
Yeah.
Oh, dude can play. He's in the Little League Hall of Fame, Tom Selleck is.
Did not know that. Fun fact. Mm-hmm.
His team went to the Little League World. They won the Little League World Series.
Damn, that's a really good fun fact, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Crushing fun facts right now.
Let's go.
Balls deep on a Thursday, crushing fun facts. And that's a really but educate. Fun fact.
All we do is educate on this show.
We're now fun facts. That's a good one, bro.
Got to get rid of the spiders. I got I moved an air conditioner unit today.
How big are we talking here? Outside house one that has a foundation?
Yeah, huge one.
What'd you roll that with? What'd you guys go with? How'd you move it?
Surprisingly, they're not as heavy as you would think. Two guys can move it as easy as you can. Easier than a refrigerator, obviously, because it's only mm-hmm. like half the quarter, well, probably a third of the size of a refrigerator.
Yeah.
But that you would think, I was like, there's no way you can move this. This guy is going to have to bring like a fork truck or some shit and get it up. Mm-hmm. And he started moving himself. And I'm like, oh, here, let me help you.
Is that your house?
Yeah. Had to get a new line made and everything because we had to get it farther away from the back porch than it was because in a couple weeks, the true she shed comes. Angie's office shed comes.
Now, where's that going to be placed out again? Like, let's say your bar, compared to relevant to the bar in the house. What are we talking here?
So when you walk out of the back of the house, there's a big stone patio.
Yeah.
To the left of the patio, right there.
Like the back window, back wall of the laundry room?
Yes.
Okay.
Right there.
You're dropping a shed down right there?
Dropping the shed down right there. So I got to run in the next 2 weeks. I got to run power out there for it. I'm going to rerun the power from the bar shed. So they all tie into the same breaker box, same sub panel. Boom. So I'm going to have a devoted sub panel now for the sheds. So when we keep adding sheds, we just keep adding circuits to that panel.
Yeah. Now, God forbid that let's say one day the universe fucks around with you guys and the relationship doesn't work out.
Mm-hmm.
We're turning that into the weed shed.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be the weed shed. I'm going to send out some black lights from Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
Send us a couple of bean bags. You know what I mean? Maybe a Jimi Hendrix poster. We're going to go real 80s style mm-hmm. weed room.
Couple bean bags in there.
Yeah. And looking, that's not going to happen. But at the end of the day, we still have a space force. You know what I mean?
Yes.
We don't need a space force. There's nothing going on that the space force can handle.
Do we need a space force? No, but...
It's called.
Is it cool that we have a space force? Yes.
Yeah, it's contingency.
Mm-hmm. You just never know.
And you know what? Listen, I don't think we should have a space force until we can. Are we legitimately shooting lasers out of guns into other stuff?
True. Until we have like stormtroopers, for real life, then do we need a space force? No.
No.
But what a cool job to have if you're in the military, because your chances for combat. Or next to zero.
I will say this though: if I'm at a bar, if I'm in the Space Force, what a move! And you got to really let that, you got to hold that one in when they're just going to ask and, you know, you're like, I don't really want to talk about it. It's, you know, it's touchy.
Now, let me ask you this. If we get into another war with another country, like we did in Afghanistan, is there a rule that says we can't use Space Force people in that war?
Well, I think that if we have missiles that we could shoot from space, then it's on.
Right.
But like otherwise,
if they can shoot lasers down and just take out like entire platoons of people.
I believe I think that it has to, we have to be shooting shit from space in order for it to qualify. Otherwise, they're just military in different unis. Ground units.
So they can't come down here with their laser rifles and fight with alongside the ground troops. There has to be some rule against that. Like, well, and then in the middle of the war, they call timeout.
I'm out.
Flag. That's they might throw a flag. We have illegal Space Force on the field.
That's a Space Force general and a platoon of Space Force individuals over there.
You're only allowed to fight in space.
Get back
up
there.
That's a war crime. That's a penalty.
Like, if you're in a Space Force and you're not floating during the war, then you're off limits. It's out of bounds.
Would they
stay
even know
up
how to,
there, bro?
Would they even know how to fight in gravity? They probably would suck because they only train in zero gravity.
Good question. I think that's probably what they're learning. You know, they're doing that zero gravity thing where you take the plane up at 45 degrees, you drop it at like 35,000 at the certain, and then you get like a 90 seconds of free fall. I think that's what they're up to, and they're figuring it out there. But they, but you got to shoot off blanks when you're in there because you don't want to make the plane crash. Honestly.
Yeah, and you gotta do everything really quickly because you only have 90 seconds, and then you got to take the plane back up again and then drop.
This kind of reminds me of when Keanu Reeves said "fuck it" and he had no chute when they were over Mexico, and then he said and he just jumped out with no chute and landed on the back of Patrick Swayze, and that was one of the most gangster things, and he had a gun on him. Anybody he had to hold on and he had to pull the chute or shoot the gun. Dropped the gun, pulled the chute, crashed down, fucked up his knee. Johnny Utah, end of the story. Obviously, he did save the girl.
People forget that that was almost only a half hour movie. If he hadn't have blown his knee out when he jumped over the wall, it would have taken Patrick Swayze in custody right then, and it would only lasted 30 minutes.
It's like, I got these bank robbers that are also surfers. You know, it wouldn't have been Gary Busey's part completely irrelevant.
Oh, yeah. It would have ruined the whole thing.
He would have cut out. Had to cut Gary Busey.
Yeah.
And if you haven't seen Point Break, and I don't mean the fucking remake, whatever that was. I don't even know who's
don't
in it. Don't
even
care.
Fucking get me started on the remake.
I'll kick Point that director Break. Right in his asshole. Like, I want to ask. I'm going to ask Todd to grab a butt cheek and pull it. And I'm going to ask another friend to get involved. Somebody, I'll send out a mass text. But I'm going to want them to grab another butt cheek so that dude's cheeks are far enough apart. And I can get a nice firm kick, and I'll kick his actual the skin of his butthole.
I'll be happy to help. That guy should be kicked out of Hollywood forever.
Maybe we can get some straps, like the things you strap down stuff with in trucks, to pull his cheeks apart so make sure that I have plenty of room for my foot to hit.
Maybe we just use toe straps from a truck, and we hook each butt cheek with a separate truck, and we just drive him in the opposite directions to spread it apart, and then you kick his ass meat.
Yes, and we don't want to rip his cheeks off.
No, just spread them apart as wide as possible.
Just a nice, tight spread.
What is like? What is just inch the trucks forward?
And then right when the chains lock up, that's when you stop. You know.
And then you just run up behind it. Kick.
Maybe I'll see if Marquette could come hang out.
Oh, let
Marquette, him kick him,
and then let Pat kick him.
Yeah.
And then we get Vinatieri and let Vinatieri kick him.
Everybody, even the kids, even the kickers, every kicker. You know, we'll have a kick camp first. We'll have some new kids that are looking to go to college that are, it's like an Adidas camp, you know, for the top kickers of the country. And then we have the pros come in.
And then when right Conor McGregor heals, we get Conor McGregor to come in and kick him.
And then maybe Mike Tyson will do some uppercuts on this asshole too.
Ooh, I like that.
And if you're just joining us after this topic started, we don't mean like asshole as in general. We mean like his physical asshole.
Yeah. The physical, the part where where the poop comes out.
Yeah. Right there. That part. Like when you do your thumb and your index finger
and then you
look at it, the sphincter part, that part.
Yeah. You ever put lipstick on there and let it talk?
Hey, yeah. How are you? Hey,
what's this? Mine always goes, what's going on? Thankful I ain't got no teeth, huh? I said, shut up, hand.
Is that why you love me? Because I had no teeth?
I said, stop biting your nails. But again, that's just what, you know, listen, that's just how good of a movie Point Break was, dude. Don't just call it something else, bro.
One of the greatest cop movies of all time, I'm going to argue. I'm going to say one of the best FBI movies.
Okay.
Because people forget he was FBI.
He was FBI. I am an FBI agent.
Johnny Utah. What a name for a quarterback.
That's Johnny A. Get away from him. That's Johnny Utah. 3 touchdowns against Penn. 87 Cotton Bowl or whatever the fuck he said, bro. until he hurt his knee, threw for 387 yards.
I mean, isn't it a good thing like none of these bank robbers were into sports? Because at one time, I guess, you know, Johnny Utah, just a few years earlier, was one of the top rated quarterbacks in the country in college football. So I'm not sure that's the guy you want to put in undercover right away. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, but he said he was a lawyer, so he's getting away with it like that right. way. I think no one knew he was at the FBI.
Mm. So they did know him as Johnny Utah? I don't remember that part.
Yeah, they knew him as Johnny Utah.
Ah, yeah, and he hurt his knee, and now he's a lawyer now. That's right.
Yeah, but he actually is a goddamn undercover FBI agent. You know what he didn't do a lot? The only time they ate out in that movie was when Utah had to get Gary Busey 2 chili dogs. Mm, you know?
You're right.
But I think for the most part, he actually was on set cooking, which you got to respect someone that is at home cooking. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's a whole different level of person who's willing to cook a nice home meal instead of just eating out all the time.
Yeah. And you know what else I like? Mm. I'm glad that there's these services out there. You know what I mean? Like HelloFresh.
Oh, yeah.
Like for the people who don't cook that often, they're not great with measurements. You know, with HelloFresh, you get fresh, pre-measured ingredients and mouth-watering seasonal recipes delivered right to your door, Todd. And that's what's exciting to me. You get to skip trips to the grocery store. You can count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and my favorite part, affordable, Todd. I'm a $20 chef. Mm-hmm. You know I'm all about affordable. It's America's number one meal kit, and this is why, Todd.
Dude, HelloFresh cuts out all the stressful meal planning and those dreaded grocery store trips. Mm-hmm. So you can actually enjoy cooking and get dinner on the table in just about 30 minutes. See that? That's my alarm. Oh. I don't have time for a lot of things. That's why I need to save as much time as possible on my schedule. And HelloFresh allows me to do that. They're quick and easy meals. Try HelloFresh right away for 15 to 20 minute dinners, breakfast on the go, and more easy options, perfect for your busy lifestyle.
I'm telling you, that's what we're looking for here. It's just talking about getting better value, Todd. You know, 28% cheaper than shopping at your local grocery store. That's what we're talking about. 72% cheaper than a restaurant meal without even sacrificing the quality.
Oh, wait a minute. How many percent did you just say?
72% cheaper than a restaurant.
That's nearly 75%, Sean.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, when I first started dating my lady, I had just subscribed to HelloFresh. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was just experimenting with my own stuff, but then I started getting it. And I love that when I make the meal, I get to match it up with the pictures. You know what I mean? Oh, that they send you with the book for your recipes on the month, you know?
Absolutely.
That's what's one of my, and you know what? And she basically, right. I basically cooked my way to her heart, Todd. And that was directly because of my partnership and with HelloFresh. Like, this is HelloFresh setting me up for success.
I mean, they're bringing men and women together. They're bringing men and men together. They're bringing women and women together. Mm-hmm. They're creating
families.
Love. Yes. And my favorite of all of them is the chicken and biscuit pot pie.
Oh, that's the chicken and biscuit pot pie.
Come on. I mean, that's not a meal that I'm going to think to like, go shop for and make myself. You know what I mean? Like that's and you fixed that?
Yeah.
For a lady? Come on. She's like, "Why does this guy
forget about it?
See a 4-star chef here? What are we talking about?
Who is this player? Jesus Christ. Guy rolling out the red carpet day one."
I mean, and I cook with my lady. I all cook by myself. You know, I don't give a shit. I just like cooking at home. But the pain in the ass for me is I'm not like you. I don't have that skill set to like, okay, this goes with this. These are the flavor profiles I want. This is how I create it.
Yeah.
Everything's right here, dude. It just comes ready to go with instructions.
Yeah. And also the part, it's one of the largest parts about this whole operation that we're not even really talking about, is how much time you save. I mean, we're talking about, it's, everything's pre-measured. It's all there. It's ready to go. It's fresh. You get exactly what you need. Bing, bang, boom, dude. You're in and out. You're eating a delicious dinner. You're getting to learn, but you're also saving time. You know what I mean, Todd?
I mean, guys, we've given you all the information.
Yeah.
If it's up to you, you know, you do your own thing. If you want to ignore this and just be, you know, one of those people that goes out to eat all the time, or you just shop simply at the grocery store and waste hours and hours of picking out stuff, half of which you're going to waste, then you do you. You know what I mean? But for everyone else, go to HelloFresh.com/GunsBlazing14 and use code GunsBlazing14 for up to 14 free meals plus free shipping. I mean, that's 2 weeks.
Kid.
That's a meal a day for 2 weeks. Let's go.
On the arm, bro.
Go to HelloFresh.com/GunsBlazing14 and then use the code GunsBlazing14 at checkout for up to 14 free meals plus free shipping.
That's a lot, bro. I can't believe it. All I got to do is go to HelloFresh.com/GunsBlazing without a G, 14, and use GunsBlazing14. And I'm there. I'm in there with 14 free meals, two weeks of free meals.
This is why they're America's number one meal kit.
Man, I'll tell you what. That's what you want to do right there, guys. Dinner's on us, guys, the next 2 weeks. Okay?
Let's go.
On us.
Making love happen. Get your lady wallets ready. Tell her to grease up or whatever she does to get ready to go to Pound Town, because she's going to want to do it after you cook some HelloFresh.
Damn, that's the hookup, bro. Two weeks of free meals. Guys, put your wallets away. We got you. Jesus, what a hookup, bro.
And ladies, tell your guy to do whatever he does before.
I'm about to do a new email and I'm about to do another email and redo it for 14 more free meals. I don't know if that's even possible. And I probably might have to cut that out.
I'm going to do it right now.
I'm going to double down now, bro.
Let's go.
I just got done working on my cornhole game. I'm probably out there for a good hour in the sun.
Nice.
And I'm getting it in, bro. I got about 13 sets of bags here at the house. So, I just do work. And I'm going at the hole, bro. I'm working on air mails. I'm doing work. I was feeling good today, too.
Have you found an absolute favorite bag yet? You kind of go from, you have like four different sets of bags you go between.
Yeah. You know, it depends on how I'm feeling a lot of times. But usually I stick with my, like, I have like six go-to. Mm-hmm. I got my lucky bag, Surefires. I got my Game Changer Originals. I got my BG Vikings. I got my Reynolds bags, Pro Advantage. I'm rolling the Game Changer 2.0s, steady 2.0s, and then fire. I got a nice couple of sets of nice fire cornhole bags.
Nice.
And those are my six sets right now. And, you know, people have to understand, when you start getting deep into this game, it's, you know, it's strategy. It's like, what am I looking for here? Am I looking for a more common bag to just lay up and get in there? Nice little slide, nice little stick. Am I feeling real good today? Am I control up nice? Am I going with the fast ass, you know, Game Changers? What am I doing here, bro?
I don't know why, but I can't throw anything but the fast-ass Game Changers now. It's weird. I used to be a sticky bag guy. I can't anymore. I don't know what it is. I can't get those in the hole.
All weekend, you were lights out.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah, you were lights out all weekend. Mm-hmm. You were really showing off.
Then I grabbed one of those other bags. I couldn't do shit with them.
Yeah, so you got to go. And that's the thing, too. It rotates, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it just rotates. That's why you constantly are getting new bags. And that's why these bag companies are cleaning a house.
Yes.
You got 50,000 people shopping for cornhole bags across the country. Mm-hmm. At least 50,000 actively buying bags.
Yes. What if
go ahead.
What if I become the most hated person on the planet by the Protect the Bear community, because I am getting slayed right now, bro.
Still?
They come at me hard. Now, they're a small group of people, but they are loud. I mean, they are consistent and they are loud. Don't feed the bears. You go into prison. But you just filmed yourself committing a felony. Blah, blah, blah. All this bullshit. I'm like,
buddy, I just needed a guy to get out of my car, man.
Bear in the minivan.
I'm not sitting here just shoveling sheets of ready baked cooked up bacon for everybody. Mm-hmm. I'm not opening a bacon restaurant for bears. I'm not taking reservations. Bears aren't texting me. I'm not handing buzzers to bears. And then when it rings, I don't have bears walking up and giving it back to me. I'm seating them at a table.
I'm not running a company called Bear Dash where bears just get on an app and order food for me.
Yeah.
You know? I had to get a fucking bear out of the minivan. Calm the fuck down. Live your life. I'll live my life.
It was a tiny piece of bacon, bro.
Tiny piece.
You didn't flop down a half a carcass of deer for the thing. It was literally like when one of us eats a Cheez-It. If someone threw a Cheez-It on the ground and my fat 230-pound ass picked it up, that's the equivalent.
What if he eats the car seat? He's going to get sick. I might have saved that bear's life.
Actually, you're right. What if he starts chewing up on the car seat, gets that little metal rod where you got to push the thing in so the seat headrest goes up and down?
Mm-hmm.
We know those are two metal rods in there.
Who knows how much marijuana was in there? What if the bear would have got real high and then got the munchies and then went on a rampage because he just bashing in doors of cabins to get food because he's got the fucking high, you know, the weed munchies.
Exactly. I mean, no one expected that bear to break into a van that was smuggling drugs to Tennessee from Guadalajara.
Mm-hmm.
There
was weed, probably. There was a lot of beer, probably. That he might
have LSD. You had maybe possibly. I heard from what I understand on drugtrafficking.com that van had about 2 to 3 pounds of LSD in it in the headrest.
Could have been some drug needles. Could have got stuck. Could have got HIV.
You don't want to get that. That's HIV.
Gotta get him out of the van.
And it was a Cheez-It level snack. Calm down, guys.
Mm. Yeah, they're gonna be hard. God.
You know, you should have threw him a pair of shoes, bro. It's cold out there. Could have tossed him some fucking Red Wings.
I do feel like a member of the Casa Tiger King. I'm gonna go start hanging out with Rankin now and be like, hey, the animal activists hate me too.
Hey, that's like, it's literally true. Like, you have got, now you're on their team for real. Like, you get it.
I hope Carol Baskin comes after me.
Oh, Carol. Hey, by the way, Carol Baskin's like $300-$400 on Cameo.
Yeah, she's killing it too, I guess.
Well, let's not use that. Let's not use that term. I mean,
she killed her husband.
She killed him. That's wild, though, because she's skipping around because we know OJ did it. We got the bloody glove to prove it. We got his DNA.
Right.
We got blood on the van, bro. What's OJ, what's blood doing on your goddamn Bronco, bro?
Come on.
Was Nicole Brown Simpson's blood on the van on the Bronco?
Yes.
Are you kidding me? They had their blood on the Bronco.
Mm-hmm. They lost that evidence somehow. I can't remember why it got thrown out, but there was a bloody like smudge by the door handle.
There's a documentary about how they have broke down how his attorney, Robert, what's his name?
Well, he was on the team, but he didn't really do much in the trial.
His main dude.
Yeah, it was F. Lee Bailey and Johnny Cochran.
And then there's another guy, Robert something.
Yeah.
Anyways, there's this video and like this story. I'm not sure if it's a documentary. I think it's the OJ documentary, maybe, where they basically show where they feel like, was it Shapiro, Robert Shapiro?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. Yep. Where they
Bob,
feel like,
I call him Bob. Bob
yeah, Shapiro. You call him Bob. All the different lunches and shit you guys have.
Right, right.
But it shows basically him coming out of OJ's house. He went in with nothing, but he came out with a suit. You know, the cases that hold suits that fold in half and the side?
Yes.
And they feel like that was where all the evidence was. And he walked it right on out. Yeah, there's a great clip in the OJ thing. I don't know which OJ thing.
That was not, I mean, his last name isn't Kardashian, but the daddy of the Kardashians. That was him.
Okay.
And he didn't really do anything in the trial, but he walked out with some kind of fucking huge bag of shit.
Uh-huh.
That no one seemed to question.
Nah, right by the LAPD, like, doo-doo-doo-doo.
What the fuck is that guy's name? Anyway.
I forget, dude, but I just remember like, oh my God, bro. And one of my favorite conspiracy theories is that his actual son did it and he covered it up for his son. This guy investigating, like this amazing investigator out of Florida, used to be a cop detective, you know, moved on. And he basically had it broke down where it was that the evidence was in the in a storage unit in Florida, but his son. And OJ didn't do it. His son did it. He just helped him cover it up.
Wild. Who was the guy? Cato Caitlin?
Cato Caitlin, the kid in the back.
Lived in little guest house?
Yeah.
I mean, he even said, like, when OJ was supposedly gone, he's heard him bump into the damn side of his house and looked out, and there was OJ, like, scurrying through the estate. Like,
really?
In the middle of the night. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he testified to it. It's like, what the fuck? And that's where they found one of the gloves that was dumped.
How about if it doesn't fit, he must have quit. He must have quit, bro.
Greatest closing argument of all time.
Man.
Johnny Cochran's a stud, dude.
You know, it sucks that people had to cheer for it because, and we all know why, is because that there's so many injustices that whether they're right or wrong, right, they're always getting convicted.
Mm-hmm.
So on the flip side, it's like, hey, listen, we probably know he's innocent. I mean, he's guilty, but hey, at least we're getting something back here. Like, you know, I do get it because it's not about right or wrong. It's about just the justice system and a win or a W or an L. Like, it doesn't, the facts of the matter don't count the case.
Do you follow him on Twitter?
I used to. I think so. I haven't seen his shit for quite some time, though.
Every single tweet, it used to be probably 90-1, where it was 90% people going, and 9 out of every 10 comments was, oh, yeah, but you killed your wife. And da da da, you know, this boom, boom, boom. And then there'd be one, I love you, OJ. Now it's getting close to 50-50. So you'll see one crack remark about him being a murderer. And then the next one's like, no one breaks down football like you, Juice. And fuck, I mean, he's really growing in popularity. He's swinging the world around through Twitter.
Well, it is. I mean, we're pushing 30 years here,
mm-hmm.
you know, since that shit popped off. What was it, happened, 94? We're definitely at 25.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible. That was an incredible takeover of the media and television, like how everybody was just stuck to it, dude.
Dude, the chase and the white Bronco. Did I tell you my dad went out and bought the white Bronco after that?
Really?
Yeah. That's out and bought it. It looked just like OJ's.
Oh, that's awesome. The old white Bronco. Everybody, I wonder how crazy the sales in white Broncos popped after that.
Oh, they went nuts, dude. Like shortly after he bought his, you were like back order for like a year. Like they That's sold the crazy, fuck out of them,
dude.
And I tell you, that is my favorite year make year Bronco. Model of the Bronco. That's the best.
When you get that back part off, bro, it's fucking awesome. I'll take a metal saw and cut that roof off, pop that back off, and just be rolling.
Can we find a white one like that year? I wonder. I bet you they still go for a lot of money.
I definitely believe so. Let's see.
Because I want one. And I just want
it. Was a 92 white Bronco, 93 white Bronco sale.
Was it 93 or no?
I'm just taking a dip at it here. Images. Yeah, it's looks like 93, bro. It could be. Could be a 92 or some shit. Here it is. 93 Ford Bronco. OJ White. It literally says OJ White, bro.
Oh, yeah. That's what sells it.
On the sale. It says OJ White.
Dude.
What's he going for?
I want to buy one and just drive like 5 mph down the interstate.
Man. This
just an homage. Nice.
Yeah, they got the white Broncos here for sale. It's a 92 Ford Bronco was the original, though.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, that's 92.
I thought this one went down. You know, that was the first time that the police tracked him by his cell phone. That was the first time there was any, media coverage kind of letting people know that police can track your cell phones.
Yeah, you were saying that it was but it was still top secret at the time, right?
Yeah, they never would release it on, but the cat got out of the bag because that story was too big.
Yeah, like how they did it. Like, yeah, 92, mm-hmm. they were following fools around. So you know what they're doing now. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know.
You're the fucking guy. You were the guy. Cell phone. We used to be able to shrink ourselves and crawl into your cell phone and just ride around in there and listen.
When I first met you, I used to try. I almost stepped on you 6 times when we first moved in together because you had just come from outside of a phone.
Mm-hmm.
You had zapped back in.
Right. Yeah. That's.
And I remember you were eating a baby carrot and it looked huge.
It was huge.
I remember you asked me to throw one down and almost hit you in the head with it.
We saved so much money on groceries back then.
Oh, you were eating I'd give you a carrot stick and it would last you 2 days, bro.
Yeah.
I remember one time you ate a hole in it and you used to sleep in it. You take a nap in there.
Oh, yeah. I made one time I made it into a little canoe. You put me in the sink and I was rowing around in it.
Uh-huh. Because I remember I put a straw in there and I blew bubbles and you were like, this is crazy. It was like whitewater rafting in our fucking sink, dude. It was wild. Yeah. It was a stainless steel sink, too. So the water was chilly.
Oh, yeah. Real chilly. You know? Be careful.
You got to be careful. I mean, look, that's the point of this whole podcast is stay low. Keep your head on a swivel, homie.
Mm-hmm.
That's
watch your
like
six.
Keep your head out, bro. Watch your six, my man. They're gonna roll up. You know, they're not gonna take the fucking path that they can see you. They're gonna sneak around the back door, homie.
Are people watching the tactical tailgating videos? Let me put on guns blazing because they're
pretty. Have we put the second one up?
Oh, the second one may not be up yet, but Jeff had it done. I say we put it up.
I saw a little tiny clip of the intro for the chef episode with the mower and the short ribs. I'm pumped.
Oh, that's going to be a good one.
Yeah, I'm pretty pumped.
If you haven't subscribed to YouTube, you better do it now. Like, we're working our ass off YouTube. And God bless. I'm preaching to the choir probably, because if you're listening, a lot of you probably are subscribers.
Yeah.
Tell a friend, man. I think our YouTube's pretty fucking good.
Yeah, we're getting some videos up.
Pretty fucking good.
Pretty good. It's pretty good. I've been watching Succession. It's a nice little film there. Nice little show. I've fallen asleep. I mean, I've done it the wrong time, so I've had to like watch the first few episodes a couple of times each.
That's got
I don't know names.
Who's the attorney guy?
My lady would know. She knows all the name, everybody's names. I don't know names.
I watched one season of it, and it was really good.
Yeah,
the first season was really good. The wife is hot. That works for the guy from Homeland. That's also an attorney. But she works for the dark side.
Well, I've only a few episodes in, so.
Oh, okay.
I just got it kicked off. Today, I was watching this company in Berlin and another company somewhere else build these incredible, like, $2 million, like, 6 and 8 wheel RVs that are, like, they have to literally recreate the chassis to fit these tires.
Really?
And they put they're making, for these millionaires out of the Middle East, these like Russian level 4x4, like I'm talking fucking military action, but it's an RV.
What?
I mean, they're literally welding on and rebuilding frames in the chassis to hold this. And it's it's this huge 25 foot box, like 8x25 foot box on the back of the chassis. That's the RV part. And they got like old, one of them uses an old, awesome, you know, no nose front end of a fire truck, of a big fire truck.
Oh,
and another one's a semi. It's a semi front end, you know, with a cab on it, and that's how you can. I mean, I was fucking right into it as I was working. Wow. I'm over here glancing up, watching them make this thing, because you can watch people making shit, and even if it's like a full documentary as you work, like you could glance up and kind of watch it. I don't really care about the storylines. I just like to watch the progression of it being built.
I love that shit. Anytime that they repurpose something and then make it tactical, fuck me, dude.
And especially if it's a $2 million RV for some rich ass billionaire.
Because that's what we're going to need in the zombie apocalypse. We're going to need one of those.
Yeah. I mean, these tires were probably 5 foot high. That's how big we're talking.
And they probably don't go flat. If you run over spike strips, they don't go flat. I guarantee it.
And it was at least four axles of these wheels.
Jesus.
So that's how you can at least get an idea of what level of action we're talking about here. This motherfucker can pull over some track homes, you know, one story track homes probably.
Damn, dude. Damn. Hey, we need to, you got enough space in your backyard. Can you build a primitive home in there? Because I watched The Fuck Out of Alone. I'm on season 8 right now.
Uh-huh.
And they make their own like shelters out of like logs. They cut down trees and notch out the logs and fit them together or whatever. And then one lady built a pit house. So it's just below her breasts. It was that deep.
That's right? Pretty deep.
Yeah. And then it goes like a rooftop structure above that. And she had little stairs stepped down to it. She dug this out with like jawbones and fucking shit. Like she didn't have a shovel. Like she used sticks and like jawbones.
I'd like to, you know, those videos of those dudes in like the fucking jungles of, I don't know where, bro, somewhere in like the jungles of Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Those dudes that are barefoot. They have like the leaves as pants.
Yes.
And then they dig out like unbelievable and build unbelievable houses with bamboos, with pools and shit.
Yes. Yes.
They dig up the pool and they go bucket by bucket from a goddamn lake two blocks down the street. And I mean, down the forest streets to get to, and they fill up a goddamn pool, bro. And they make a full on 2-bedroom house with beds and everything. I mean, it's unbelievable. Those guys can win that show forever.
See, that's what I want to do. I want to build a home back there, but maybe I'll start. I'll just build a real fancy doghouse for the dogs, like a 3-sided that you don't have to have a front, right? Mm-hmm. Just 2 sides and a back and a roof. And I'll just make it myself out of logs.
How much is it cost to rent a little tiny backhoe? Like the little buddy ones, they're almost like toy ones, but they're still large. You still got tank wheels.
I bet you can rent those for a couple $100 a day.
Sunbelt all day.
Sunbelt.
That's
Reynolds.
A Sunbelt move, bro.
Let's go.
That'd be dope.
It'd be fun to run one of those for a day.
Yeah, it would be digging up holes and shit. That's what I would like to have acres, so I can just go out and like, all right, let's go dig some shit up and try to do some funny, fun stuff here.
I would, if I had lots of acreage, I would build all kinds of crazy shit all the time out there.
I'd definitely work on building my own pools just to like practice.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you have a tractor and you're digging your own holes, that's where the manpower, the labor is where the cost is. It ain't about the laying out the cement and the plaster and shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's the equipment rentals. It's the labor. If you could get out there, rip a couple of bowls, get a couple of nice cups of coffee, you know, get out there and just start digging for fun. Like if I if I rip a nice full on joint to the face, I'll be ready to fucking become a pool master.
Exactly. I mean, I would build all kinds of crazy. I would have a zip line for sure.
Yeah, right to my pool.
Oh, yeah.
And if you let go too late, you land on the cement, guess what? Get better timing.
Yeah. Fucking, you know what? Practice.
It's a little road rash on your ass. Calm down.
You're going to be fine.
Jesus, bro. Here's some gauze, buddy.
It starts at 15 feet, ends in the pool. I mean, you're not going to kill yourself.
I mean, guy, it's a fucking ankle. It's not, those heal up, dude.
Jesus.
It's worse. I mean, I'll tell you what hurts worse than that. Stubbing your pinky on the goddamn coffee table.
Nothing's worse than that.
No way.
Do you know that? Oh, it's, I forget how long it lasts. It's like 0.34 seconds. That 0.34 seconds after you stub your toe, you're crazy. You're insane. That's the closest we get to being insane. Like,
yeah.
Crazy people, insane people are like that all the time. That 0.34 seconds after you stub your toe, that's their entire life.
That's why they don't let people that have concealed weapons licenses pull their weapon if they're barefoot.
Right.
Like you can only pull your piece out if you have shoes on, because they know that if you're barefoot, you hit the pinky, you're pulling it out, your shots are going to get rattled off a few rounds just out of absolute chaos. Because have you ever done it? You get it.
I wonder how many people have been murdered because somebody stubbed their toe. Because in that split second, you lose your mind. I mean, you ever hit it? You're like, you can't even, like, you're making up cuss words right after. Yeah. You're like, cock a fucking cock a cock. And shit, you're like, fuck. What was that? I don't know. I lost my mind for a second. It's the most intense pain a human can encounter.
I'll tell you right now, I would like to go to an underground hangout of where all the coffee table legs go after work.
Mm.
Oh, man. I mean, can you hear the war stories that they're telling, how funny it probably is when they see people go down and lose their shit?
Hilarious to them. Hilarious. Such a, I mean, there's literally nothing worse. And you ever, also low-hanging like doorways where you smack your head on it.
Oh, yeah.
That's a like it. But on those, have you noticed, you, for some reason, it's different. You can't not scream crazy shit when you stub your toe. But when you bump your head and like a hey, it's, yeah, no words can come out of your mouth.
No, it's,
you just,
it is.
And you just have to grin and bear it. It's a whole different pain. I think it's because your brain like skips a beat for a second.
Yeah.
You just jarred it. It's like, oh, yeah. I can't make words.
I never want to yell motherfucker when I bang my head, but when I bang my toe, it's coming out. It's coming out fast.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't even want to yell it right now. My lady's in the other room.
Kaka-ba-faka-faka. You're like, yeah. You don't even make those any real cuss words.
Yeah. That's how I bad mean, it hurts. And you know what? I had to take a juice. I had to drink this juice.
Kaka-bubble-fuck.
I had to drink this juice that helped with calcium. Because I had the soft part of, you know how babies have the soft part of their head?
Mm-hmm.
I had that till I was 14.
Really? You had a soft spot?
That same style, really, really soft top head.
Mm-hmm.
I used to wear a helmet in high school for my freshman year.
Yeah. Damn. That's tough. And it finally grew back together. Finally, your skull grew together over it?
Uh-huh.
Mm.
and it was because of this calcium juice that I was drinking. And that's how I got it back.
Nice. That's awesome, bro.
Yeah, it was wild. A little wild little ride there my freshman year.
We're so vulnerable as babies. I'm glad we don't stay that way. Can you imagine if we were just always that soft? But sometimes we just got bigger.
Sometimes I'm that vulnerable, Todd.
We're just emotionally.
Oh, man. I tell you what, emotionally I am, but at least my neck got stronger, you know?
Yeah. Your head's not flopping around. Don't pick me up too fast.
Yeah. My lady don't have to hold the back of my head, you know, and shit when we make out. You know what I mean? Why do you hold him like that? He's got baby neck. It's got a real vulnerable neck.
We got to get out of here on that.
Oh, shit. Hey, love you, buddy.
Love you, man.